thank you for being here. It's such a beautiful, intimate setting. I hope the music was not too loud. The Zazu will be nothing but intimate. I give you very, very small program notes. The only thing you need to know, Eric Zazu and Stefan Volpe were like mirror images of each other. Volpe fled Berlin in the early 30s, if not the late 20s. He went to Palestine, came to New York. Zazu fled Vienna, as I say, 1938, the Anschluss. And this piece, November, the title comes from the month November when the Anschluss took place. And there's seven diary pieces. They're very, very personal. And Volpe was, from the age of 21, avant-garde, iconoclastic. Zazu was the exact opposite. He was looking backward with regret to the fact that Viennese culture was dying, and he was like Max Reger, like Eric Korngold. You know who Eric Korngold was, right? This. They were still living that life, and the tragedy with Volpe and Zazu, again, it's, tell me if I'm right, if I say a mirror image. Volpe came to New York. I think he was in Boston a little while. He came to New York, basically downtown, living in, if not quite poverty, certainly splendid, lower middle class nature, never particularly had fame until he was dead, which sounds familiar. But his greatest work was written in his last 25 years. Zazu instantly went to Hollywood when he came to this country, much as Korngold did, and he struggled desperately to find himself, and the tragedy is he never really did. Some of his music was Jewish in character, some was neoclassical, and if you're writing films for Hollywood, you know that's neo-romantic, as this piece is. But this piece, a good friend of mine, Raoul Preskau, another Viennese composer who studied with Volpe, heard this, and he loved it as you will. He said it's honest music, meaning that it's rich, voluptuous, the heart comes out, but he means it, and it works. You'll find that out, and I love playing it. Volpe, on the other hand, does not give you any particular tenderness in this piece, and very, very seldom in all his music does he ever. And what I'd like you, Joelle, was saying something to me before about the sessions. She said it sounded like Gershwin, which was interesting. I'll show you. Do you mean this? A harmony like that?
It's the middle.
If I made it sound rich, good. I wouldn't have thought that, but. Well, but you're also thinking of this. Because that's jazzy in character, absolutely. But the thing that I wrote about briefly in an essay, and bear this in mind, Sessions is considered, quote, a difficult composer. He wrote an article himself saying how a difficult composer gets that way. And it's difficult, you can tell in that music, one, it's tone, it's surreal. But clearly, if he's not grabbing the listener by the neck, he's at least making the listener feel what he felt, and he's not giving you any other choices. Most composers give you leeway to relax. Sessions doesn't. I don't think Volpe does, but they're much different. See if you can hear it even from this. Volpe can sound jazz-like, it can sound communist-like, but it always has that same ambiguity and conflict that you find in the sessions as well. Zazu, not at all. Zazu's heart is way back in the turn of the century. I think that's all I need to say. Thank you, and then your turn this off then, right?